In Matthew 25, there is a parable about gifts or talents and what three servants did with them. Reverend R.R. Belter wrote, "The man in Matthew 25:26 said, 'I went and hid my talent in the ground,' and he is not the only one on whose tombstone in the cemetery of neglect such words were written." Arthur Brisbane, whose syndicated column we read with relish years ago, once penned these words, "The greatest loss to the human race has not been caused by floods or by fire, not by epidemics which have spread disease over vast areas and with the sickle of death mowed down millions, nor by earthquakes and tropical storms, neither by record-breaking crashes of Wall Street. The greatest loss has been in the buried talent of God's people." Reverend Belter continued on saying, "Is there anything more pathetic than a trained teacher who will not teach, a beautiful voice which will not sing, a pastoral gifting which will not shepherd, an apostolic anointing not allowed to plant, an efficient businessman who will not give to God the benefit of his knowledge, or a lawyer who will not serve in church councils so that his Lord can have the benefit of talent which God alone gave him? We have men and women in all walks of life who have been given blessings but refuse to be a blessing. Someone, anyone, please tell me the difference between the person who neglected the talent God gave them and the one who simply misuses it by not using it. Our gifts and talents may not be, in our estimation, a big talent at all, but we are to serve where we are with what we've got, the best we know how, as unto the Lord. Asaph was a steward. He was appointed and purposed to make all provision and preparation as necessary to take action as the keeper of the king's forest. You think you're not a steward of anything? Think again, my friend. God has made us stewards of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding as he gives it to us. Stewards of the kingdom of God, stewards of the reflection of glory, and stewards of worship and praise. He has given us stewardship of our communications with him and others, stewardship over investment and multiplication of his investments, and stewardship of our pursuit of the mysteries of God. Oh yeah, we are absolutely stewards, and not having a title and position in church doesn't mean we are not stewards.